52 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where the Speaker of the House is at risk of losing his job. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has our top story.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy turned to Democrats to pass a short-term budget and avoid a government shutdown. So Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has filed a motion to oust his fellow Republican as House Speaker.
Well, I have enough Republicans where at this point next week, one of two things will happen. Kevin McCarthy won't be the Speaker of the House, or he'll be the Speaker of the House working at the pleasure of the Democrats. And I'm at peace with either result, because the American people deserve to know who governs them.
Speaker McCarthy responds on social media with, "Bring it on." Gaetz fired back in a post, just did. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar is shaken but unharmed after police say three attackers stole his car at gunpoint at an apartment building about a mile from Capitol Hill last night. A staffer says they made off with the Democrats' luggage, iPad, and iPhone as well. The spokesman says police have recovered the car. No word on the other items. The president's son, Hunter Biden, is scheduled to appear in federal court in Wilmington, Delaware today to answer to firearms charges. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Given his response to the plea deal that evaporated over the summer and the aggressive posture he has taken once he learned that the government planned to indict him after all, he will surely plead not guilty.
Jury selection scheduled to get underway in New York in the trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the failed crypto exchange FTX. Michael Lewis, who wrote a book about the case, tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
You're taking no risk at all. It didn't matter to him whether crypto went up or crypto went down. As long as people are trading crypto, it made money.
The 31-year-old's accused of defrauding investors and customers out of billions of dollars. A 9-year-old girl who went missing when she went for a bike ride during a family camping trip in upstate New York Saturday has been reunited with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul says they used a fingerprint her alleged abductor left on his mother's mailbox and matched it in the state's database.
After some resistance, the suspect was taken into custody, and immediately the little girl was found in a cabinet, cupboard. She was rescued.
A posthumous honor for a Supreme Court justice. Round of applause as Chief Justice John Roberts unveiled a Ruth Bader Ginsburg postage stamp.
Now a new stamp will honor this outstanding American, an eminent jurist who gave so much to our country as scholar, teacher, lawyer, judge, and justice.
The stamp shows Ginsburg in a black robe with a white lace collar. S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board on this Monday, October 2nd, 2023. We welcome you back into hour number two of the big program. Great to have you along. Love to have you join us this hour, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Your chance to call in, be a part of the show on this beautiful, hope it's beautiful where you're at. I'm looking out our windows here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Blue skies, Mr. Summers, not nary a cloud in the sky. The leaves here on State Street are a beautiful yellow color. Fall is in effect in, what is it, 80-some degrees?
80 degrees. I know. Gross.
I wouldn't know what the sky looks like because despite the fact that I finally have a window in the production booth, I have the shades closed.
Why do you have your shades closed?
Because it's so bright and it gets so hot in here with the...
I'm soaking it up because I'm telling you, by Friday, it's going to be like a high of 52.
And I'm going to love it.
Ugh. I mean, I love fall. I'm ready for... cooler weather. I'm not saying we should have 80 degree weather in October, but I got to admit, I got the shorts on today, a polo shirt. I'm liking this last little bit of summer.
I respect that. I respect that.
I want to clean up something I said last hour in kind of passing. I want to actually address it. So there's this congressman from New York. Bauman is his last name. And here's what he did over the weekend. As the House was passing or voting on, getting ready to vote on this continuing resolution, Democratic member of the House, Bauman, he went over and he pulled a fire alarm in the Capitol or one of the congressional buildings. And this was not and what he did after he did it, and he said, well, I was just trying to open a door and I didn't realize that that was going to set the fire alarm off. Look, I get there are, sometimes you'll see in a building, it'll say, if you push this bar on the door, it's going to set off an alarm. Please don't use this unless it's an emergency exit. You might be able to kind of think, well, okay, I can see that. Remember, there are cameras everywhere. Okay, just remember that movie. There are cameras everywhere. Lauren Boebert found that out the hard way in the movie theater or the musical theater. There is video that was released, appropriately so, by Congress, showing this guy going over to a red box on a wall and pulling a lever. Literally a fire alarm. So, I mean, this whole thing of, oh, I didn't know it would happen. That's just BS, all right? And properly so, I give him a lot of credit. The Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, pulled this guy into his office right after it happened, and I can't imagine how the paint was falling off the walls in that meeting. I'm sure Hakeem Jeffries, rightly so, gave it to this guy and said, what the heck? Because it was set up perfectly. I mean, the messaging, the narrative was that here are Democrats crossing over to help Republicans and Kevin McCarthy pass a continuing resolution to keep government going. That was the story. and how inept Republicans were. But no, once again, a Democrat, not the party, a particular Democrat, this Bauman guy, had to snatch victory or defeat from the jaws of victory. And now a bunch of the narrative over the weekend was around this guy. Let me be clear. This guy is a Yahoo, a putz, an idiot. He should have never pulled this alarm. And he should be rightly called out for it. And I have him censured, whatever, I don't care. He should get some form of punishment. But then Republicans went even further and said he should be expelled from Congress for this. All right? And one of those people telling him that was Santos, George Santos, a guy who's never told the truth in his life, I don't think.
George Santos is most definitely not his real name also.
Right. So, I mean, come on. Mark in the sack texting in on the text line says, rebuke or censure Bauman. I agree. 100% agree. The guy needs to be censured.
Also, but, Bob Menendez, resign already. Come on.
Right. But yes. But the fact that Republicans are wanting to throw this guy out of the House for doing something boneheaded is rich, given all the corruption on the Republican side. So yeah, the Bauman guy, goofball and idiot, should be taken to task. But it doesn't rise to the level of throwing the guy out, in my opinion. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also off the text line, Andrew from Verona says, was hoping for Schwarzenegger as the new senator from California. I guess senator doesn't have the same ring to it as, or
senator.
Hey, I misread it. I guess senator doesn't have the same ring to it as governator. I brought this nice text, Andrew. I brought this up last week on Friday. I said, wouldn't it be kind of interesting if Newman did something outside of the Newsom, did something outside of a box and appointed Schwarzenegger? Because he can't be president. Constitutionally, he's a, you know, a nationalized citizen, can't be president. And of course, he broke the mold, took on his own party, the Republicans and Democrats, and went right to the people and passed the ballot initiative, which set up fair maps. Got rid of gerrymandering in California.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money off of playing meatheads in movies, but he is really smart and an incredibly successful businessman, totally. Which is something Republicans love, or so they say.
And you could have had Newsom cut a deal with Schwarzenegger and say, just run, you know, fill the vacancy. You're not going to run again. But instead, they appointed somebody else. LaFonza Butler. We'll tell you all about her. Get your reaction to it after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, picking up a little more, I think, this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thundershower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Monday, already October 2nd, 2023. Glad to have you along with us, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Me on the mic, you there on your radio or on the streaming app. If you don't have the app, simply download it via your Apple or Android device. You can go to your favorite app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Get it today. Would love your opinion on this new appointment this morning announced by California Governor Newsom to the United States Senate. Of course, Dianne Feinstein passing away last week at the age of 90. California, the governor, Gavin Newsom, gets to appoint the new senator. Most states in the union, that's the way it goes. Wisconsin, only amongst a handful. Should there be a vacancy in the United States Senate, like what happened in California? Evers does not get to appoint. Not sure if you're aware of that. Wisconsin, I think, one of six or seven in the country where there has to be a special election to fill the vacancy. Governor does not get to appoint. But in California, Governor Gavin Newsom makes the appointment. And by the way, breaking news across the wires a few moments ago, Vice President Kamala Harris, who is scheduled to be in Madison at UW-Madison this week, I believe Thursday, has canceled her appearance because she's going to be at the funeral in Washington and give a eulogy for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. So if you're planning to see Vice President Harris here in Madison this week, that is going to be, I assume, rescheduled, but canceled for now due to the funeral of Dianne Feinstein. So this morning, Gavin Newsom on social announced that he was going to appoint LaFonza Butler to the United States Senate. She is 44 years old. Here, according to the New York Times, LaFonza Butler, president of Emily's List and a former labor leader, is Governor Gavin Newsom's choice to replace the Senate vacancy in California. Though Ms. Butler, the article says, 44, has never held elective political office, she's been a fixture in California politics for nearly 15 years. As a former leader of the state's largest labor union, as a partner at a top-flight political consulting firm, and as an advisor to President Kamala Harris during her 2020 presidential bid. Governor Newsom pledged in early 2021, after naming Alex Padilla to succeed Ms. Harris in the Senate, that if another seat were to become vacant, he would name a black woman, a promise he kept by naming Ms. Butler. In choosing her, the governor bypassed Representative Barbara Lee, a Democrat who has been a longtime leader in the state's black community and who is already running for the Senate seat in next year's election. The governor said that he did not want to tip the scales in that race, which also includes Representatives Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, by appointing one of the contenders to fill the seat in the interim. Vice President Harris is expected to swear in Ms. Butler on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Capitol in Washington. Some things to know about this newly appointed senator. I want your take on this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. here is the deal. Here's what we know. And I'm not saying I know everything about this person yet, but in the couple of hours we've had to look into it, the appointee to the Senate, LaFonza Butler from California, she again is the head of Emily's List, became the first black woman to head this. Very prestigious lobbying organization. Lots of women have gotten elected to office largely because of the donations that Emily's List, who supports female candidates, helps bring in. Done a lot of work in that regard. She is a past member of the Board of Regents to the California Education System in California. She's been a labor organizer in California. I believe got a degree, a bachelor's degree from the University of Mississippi. Don't hold me to that school, but somewhere down south. Been active for 15 years, but here's the deal. LaFonza Butler moved to D.C., to Maryland, in 2021, and is registered to vote in Maryland. She's not even a voter anymore in California. Says she's going to, she apparently still has a home with her wife. By the way, she happens to also be gay, black and gay. Has a home still in California, but she lives and votes in Maryland. And yet Gavin Newsom appoints her to this, and again, saying, well, I don't want to choose sides. But there's no agreement that LaFonza Butler is going to just do this interim. I mean, you know, power is pretty addicting, folks. You think that LaFonza Butler is going to become a United States Senator, the most prestigious club in the world, as they say? And after 5 or 6 months, going to go, I'm good. I'll just go back to running Emily's List. No way. She's going to run for this thing. And this is my problem with it. That you have a person in California who is a member of the United States Congress, and Barbara Lee, who has paid her dues, who has been active in California politics for a lifetime, who knows what it's like to represent someone, and he passes her over. Barbara Lee was on Dana Bash this morning on CNN. This was the interview, Dana Bash asking Barbara Lee what she thinks about this appointment.
You said that a black woman shouldn't be a caretaker. We are learning that apparently there was no such deal, that LaFonza Butler should not just be a caretaker, meaning if she wants to, she is free to run for that seat, run against you. So did Governor Gavin Newsom do the right thing here?
Listen, we have been pushing from day one that any African-American woman who he appointed should have the right and opportunity to run. And so we were glad that he made that decision to open that up and to back off of the restriction that was placed.
If that restriction no longer is there, are you disappointed that you weren't appointed to the seat?
Listen, I am running very hard to win this race. Of course, it would have been great because I did want to fill the vacancy, if in fact that occurred. But listen, we all have to just focus on what we're doing, and I'm running very seriously. And we have this coalition, multiracial, multigenerational coalition, Gen Z for Change, you name it. And our campaign is powered by people, and the voters are going to decide who's going to win this race. And I'm going to make sure that the voters vote for Barbara Lee for the United States Senate.
Have you spoken to Governor Newsom?
No, I haven't.
That was Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat from California, currently in the House of Representatives and a candidate for U.S. Senate next year. Talking to Dana Bash on CNN this morning after finding out that Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, has bypassed her and instead appointed someone to the U.S. Senate with zero experience as an elected official in LaFonza Butler. And I want to throw a little bit of political realism on a few folks, perhaps from the Democratic side. Getting caught up in, oh, isn't this wonderful to have the first, you know, black out lesbian being appointed to the U.S. Senate? And yeah, it is. But here's the deal, folks. Don't forget, this happened for one reason and one reason only. For Gavin Newsom's political future, period. Period. He is setting himself up. He wants to be the president of the United States. he is setting himself up as the alternative to Joe Biden should Biden decide at some point he's not going to run. Did you see him? He was all over Fox News. You know, he takes on Hannity in this big entertainment hullabaloo on Fox during the last Republican debate out in California. Gavin Newsom wants to be president. And look, as a gay man, I would love to see more gay people in office and in places of power. But what I don't want are gay people appointed simply because they're gay. I want them to be appointed or elected because they're qualified and they're good for the job. That's why I think Pete Buttigieg is great. He was a mayor of a small or a medium-sized town out in Indiana. Went on to be ran for president, won Iowa. Arguably the most successful secretary in Joe Biden's cabinet, got the biggest piece of legislation through with the infrastructure bill. Guess what? None of that had to do with him being gay. It's because he's qualified and he's great at his job. And the fact that Gavin Newsom, he's too slick by half for me. You know, he says, well, I'm going to, you know, after he appoints a Latino the first time, well, I'll make sure that I appoint a black woman to the Senate. He's trying to copy what Joe Biden did when Biden said, if there's the first vacancy on the Supreme Court, I'm going to put a black woman on. Well, it's because it had never been done before. And it's a much smaller body. And I got no problem saying, you know what, in a small body of nine justices, I'm going to make sure that one of those is represented by a black woman. That's fine. I got no problem with that one. But the United States Senate has 100 members. And you have a black woman who's already a member of Congress from your state, who's put in all kinds of time. And why didn't he appoint Barbara Lee, who would have filled that quotient? I guess he's the one that put it out there, not me. Because he didn't want to tick off any of the Republicans in California that were supporting Adam Schiff. And he knows, looking in the Democratic primary system, just like black women helped save Joe Biden's political career, his presidential bid, if Gavin Newsom wants to win a presidential Democratic primary, he needs black women. That's why he did this. And he doesn't have the courage to nominate Barbara Lee because that would tick too many people off in his own party. Barbara Lee is a champion. Whether you agree with her or not, her political career is outstanding. She is qualified. She's been an elected official. And again, there is no agreement with LaFonza Butler that she won't run. So this whole thing about, well, I don't want to choose sides, it's crap. This appointment is all about Gavin Newsom. And to say otherwise is not understanding the political landscape in America today. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zombers?
I think there's one other variable to consider here. I think that we've had the discussion on this show and others that age does play a role in people's perception of politicians, whether or not, like, you have to take it on the individual as far as their capability. But Barbara Lee is 77. LaFonza Butler is 45. So I think that could be said that, oh, we just had someone die of old age on there. Why would you add another old person, even if 77 is nowhere near 90?
Right. No, I that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But I also think it's an affront. And this is, here's the thing. Well, we'll come back and talk about it after we. But I'll set this up. We're about to have a Senate race in Wisconsin, and there's a Republican living in California that has a house in Wisconsin, and Democrats are going to call this out, as I will as well. But you can't have it both ways, folks. We're going to come back, take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz has taken the first step in his attempt to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, after a deal with Democrats that averted a government shutdown.
Resolved that the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives is hereby declared to be vacant.
Gaetz is under an ethics investigation. Police in Washington, D.C. say they've recovered Congressman Henry Cuellar's car after it was stolen at gunpoint last night at an apartment building about a mile from the Capitol. His office says the Democrat was not harmed. The president's son, Hunter Biden, is expected to plead not guilty today to federal charges of lying on an application to buy a gun. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Hunter Biden's legal team calls the felony gun charges excessive, unconstitutional, and not supported by fact or Justice Department policy. His team also alleges the charges reflect political interference by former President Trump and his allies.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. That are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just a recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is now 2:33 on Monday, October 2nd. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Talking about this appointment of LaFonza Butler by Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, to fill the vacancy of Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at the age of 90 last week. And talking about the fact that in doing so, Governor Gavin Newsom passed over Congresswoman Barbara Lee, also a black woman from California, who is currently running for Feinstein's seat. And Newsom said he didn't want to pick a favorite in the race, but yet there is no requirement for LaFonza Butler not to run herself in 2024. So, and believe me, as someone who spent a long time in politics, incumbency is very powerful, particularly in the U.S. Senate. So it seems a little disingenuous that Newsom says, well, I didn't want to pick a favorite, and then he picks one. not of the current people running, but give someone an upper edge. And said that he wanted to pick a black woman to this seat, which is his prerogative. And in doing so, passed over one of the longest serving black women in Congress, in Barbara Lee. Mr. Zomer has brought up a great point. She is 77. LaFonza Butler is 44. Let's go to the text line very quickly here. If you'd like to text, download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone device. You can text us or give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's see here. Looks like, let's go to Steve from Milwaukee, listening on WAUK down in Waukesha, says that the choice is a good one. Good choice, he says. Quote, someone young and active in the activist stage for an interim position. It was a good move by Newsom, unquote. Also, an unknown caller from Waukesha says, quote, that's good. I'll vote for him, unquote. I presume about Newsom if he runs for president. Also from Steve from Milwaukee says, nothing wrong with Newsom setting up his chips, unquote. Referring to my comment that I think this appointment is all about Newsom setting up his presidential run. Steve thinks there's nothing wrong with that. Waukesha as well says, quote, that's how it works, unquote. Also from Steve from Milwaukee says, quote, she worked with Kamala Harris. Maybe Harris rubbed off on her, and it's not like she isn't aware of politics. He could have picked Waters too, unquote. And finally, from here in Madison, WMDX, quote, I love Barbara Lee. Wanted her as vice president. But I understand why the governor would not want to choose one of the announced candidates. It would have given them an unfair advantage. I also don't think this is an issue worth bursting a blood vessel over. It's fine, unquote. Am I bursting a blood vessel? I don't think that. I just think that you have to have a little bit of political reality here. And don't think this is some noble, great thing by Gavin Newsom. It is all about him. It's all about his presidential chances, whether that ends up in 2024 or 2028. It is self-serving at best. All right? And here's the thing. As I said before the break, we are going to have a senatorial election, U.S. Senate election. Already, we're going to have, the campaign's already begun. Tammy Baldwin, Democrat, has announced she's running for re-election. I think she's a great senator and a great candidate, and I want her to win her re-election. Her opponent hasn't really got like an actual main opponent right now. But what Republicans are trying to get, the main person they're trying to get to run against Tammy Baldwin, is former candidate Eric Hovde. Big developer, big rich guy. Family has roots here in Madison. Eric Hovde's voting address is Orange County, California. Has property back here in Wisconsin. And Republicans want to run this guy against Tammy Baldwin. I will be leading the charge, if that takes place, in calling out Eric Hovde and Republicans for nominating someone who really has left Wisconsin. So if I'm going to do that and call out Republicans who aren't really Wisconsinites for running in Wisconsin, then I have to be consistent and call this out. LaFonza Butler has lived in Maryland since 2021. She votes in Maryland. She has a house in California. I don't think that's right. And I think it's an offense to every other black woman who actually lives in California. I looked this up over the break. There are 39.24 million people in California. Let's just round it up and say 40 million people in California. I looked up the caucus, the Black Women's Caucus of legislators. And there are several in California. You're telling me that out of 40 million people that actually live and work in California, that have actually worked in California politics and been elected officials, you can't find anybody there? It just seems odd to me. And again, this is about consistency. We can't call out Republicans like Eric Hovde who live in California but want to run in Wisconsin if we don't call out Democrats like LaFonza Butler who live in Maryland but have a house in California. And I get it. You know, there's a big thing on age right now. Oh my gosh, somebody's over 70. I get it. Barbara Lee is 77. But you tell me there isn't a 40 or 50-year-old black woman in California who actually lives there, who has elected experience? And again, the point is, this is about Gavin Newsom feathering his own nest. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. Would absolutely love to hear from you. This is fantastic. I love this when I attack Republicans, not attack, but when I point out inconsistency of Republicans from other states, people call in and love it. I happen to call out a Democrat in California. People get a little antsy. Here we go. From Waukesha, unrecognized caller says, you're not saying what's wrong with the appointee. I'd prefer someone who actually has elected experience, number one. She has a degree. She's been an organizer. She's the head of Emily's List, which is one of the most powerful lobbying groups in America, by the way. So let's not get confused here. Because if someone was appointing Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, all we'd hear about is, well, he runs a huge lobbying organization. LaFonza Butler runs a huge lobbying organization. Let's make that clear. She was an advisor to Kamala Harris. Great. I was an advisor to the Senate Majority Leader, Dale Schultz. It doesn't make me qualified to be a United States Senator. I would prefer someone who actually has legislative experience here. Also off the text line, Lynn, listening in on WMDX. Who here cares what California politics is? I'll stop listening now. Well, that's your choice. As my former owner of WRCO, Peter Athanas, back in Richland Center, was fond of saying, there are two dials on a radio. You're welcome to use either one. But see, that people don't, this is what I find fascinating, is when the truth doesn't suit you, you don't want to listen. And that is the danger in America. You can't just listen when it suits you. You can't just listen and participate when you agree. You have to listen to the truth. And that is the whole thing about this show, pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. Mark from the SAC writes in, I own property in Wisconsin 7th, so should I be able to run for Congress? Spent plenty of deer seasons taking up my tree, talking to the chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers, and brown creepers. I wish I were actually in the woods with you today, Mark. Beautiful day to be in the woods in Wisconsin. We're gonna keep talking about this. I don't care if it takes people off or not. I think it's because, mark my words, the phones are gonna light up when I go after Eric Hovde if he runs for Senate for being from California.
Which that also is in Wisconsin. However, as you've said, you have talked about Republicans from other states and national news before. So it's still
such
relevant.
Such is life. So hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I want to move on. General Milley. Remember him? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He retired this weekend and had a retirement ceremony. President Biden was there. Defense Secretary is there, Lloyd Austin. Great event. Lots of enlisted personnel were there as well. And Mark Milley took on Donald Trump, never mentioned by name, but took on Trump in this speech. And I thought it was fantastic. Remember, Donald Trump recently called for the killing of Mark Milley, not directly, but said, well, you know, in days gone by, this would have meant death for treason. Suggested that Mark Milley be killed for treason, which, of course, is appalling. So General Milley had a chance to rebut, so to speak, this week at his retirement ceremony. We have the cut for you, Mr. Zomers, if you please.
To a country, we don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Every soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Guardian, and Coast Guardsman, each of us commits our very life to protect and defend that document, regardless of personal price.
General Mark Milley at his retirement ceremony as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff over the weekend. Pretty forceful comments from General Milley. We don't take allegiance to a dictator, a tyrant. And if you could see the video, his face was just, he was going at it. You could tell this guy was ready to, as my former football coach, Elvinus Rip, used to say, he was ready to tear somebody's front porch off.
And you could be pretty sure of who he's talking about. And then when he says a wannabe dictator, you're right. Like, yeah, we know who he's talking about.
I thought it was great. And God bless General Milley for having the guts to stand up there and say that. With the current president of the United States sitting right by him. And I'm sure had his back. What do you think of this attack by Trump and Republicans, quite frankly, on General Milley and our American military? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on that. Or you can, of course, text us on the Civic Media app as well. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about Ukraine, funding for Ukraine, which, of course, Mitt Romney, in his forthcoming book coming out later this month, there's been excerpts in The Atlantic magazine and online. Mitt Romney makes the point that 5% of our defense budget is going to Ukraine. And makes the point that if we don't stop Putin and communism at the borders of Ukraine, it will creep into Europe, which will drag us into, most likely, a third world war. There is plenty of money to handle everything else, including border security, and still help fund Ukraine. And yet Republican leadership says no and won't do it. Contrary to the teachings of Ronald Wilson Reagan. Reagan also talked highly about America's military and our need to support our men and women in uniform. And yet Tommy Tuberville, Republican, once again, allegedly of Alabama, but lives in Florida. Tommy Tuberville holds it up, only lets 4 appointments go through of the hundreds now waiting approval in the U.S. Senate. And Republicans do nothing. And a former president of the United States, Donald Trump, alludes to and calls for the execution of a sitting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was sitting in the job at the time. And Republicans don't call it out. It is no longer the party of Lincoln or Reagan, but of Trump. Back after this, this is the Todd Elbold Show and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, picking up a little more, I think, this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thundershower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Mr. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming up to you immediately after the network news and check of weather at 3:06. Don't miss it. Always informative. Always going to make you chuckle a little bit. Always going to come away a better person for having listened to Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct coming up immediately after our show. 10 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along, Mr. Zommers and myself. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Before the break, we played you that cut from General Milley, the now former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from over the weekend at his retirement ceremony, where he called out Donald Trump, not by name, but explicitly said that we as military people put on this uniform and do not swear an allegiance to a wannabe dictator. And went on to say other things as well. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening, my friend. What say you?
Well, Ted, I only quibble with one thing you said, and that is that you said that Romney said something to the effect this could lead us to World War III.
No,
if we don't do this.
I want to be clear. Yeah. That was Todd. What Romney said in his forthcoming book was that the 5% the U.S. Right. Military aid that goes to Ukraine. There's only 5%. I'm the one that added in that this could, you know, potentially lead us to World War III.
And I agree, but the only problem with that is, in Trump's mind, we haven't even had World War II yet, remember?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That great historian that he is.
Yes.
I mean, and, you know, the guy's so unhinged now that the craziness in the last 2 weeks, if you can't see it, and the quibble I have across the board, not just with the way he handled the situation and talked about Milley, did you see any of that unhinged, crazy stuff talking about Pelosi's husband?
Yeah, he went nuts again this weekend.
That's
Trump did. Yeah.
That's just plain sick. The man's sick.
Right. And a lot of this, Dick, I think, is to, again, it's all about smoke and mirrors, right? Create a disturbance, right, and get people talking about this rather than the ineptitude of House Republicans over the weekend.
Oh, they were an absolute. Yeah, I won't even go there. I don't think that McCarthy, do you? He's probably not going to last too much longer.
We'll see.
And it'll just become even worse.
Yeah, we'll see. But no, I agree with you, Dick. I agree with you, Dick. Thank you so much. Always appreciate your calls, my friend. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go here in Oregon. Tim in Oregon, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd. My name is Tim. Keep doing what you're doing. You got to call out hypocrisies or wherever you see them, Democrat or Republican. I am a survivor of Act 10. My wife's a teacher, and that really opened my eyes to the whole money and politics and demagoguing, you know, whomever. And Dale Schultz stood up with his principles and did the right thing. So did John McCain. I didn't agree with him on policies, but I knew he was a good man. You know, so bottom line, you know, Bob Menendez in New Jersey, you know,
right,
if he's got gold bars and stacks of cash, right, I don't care if he's a Democrat, Republican, or independent, you got to go. So I think Gavin made a mistake. I appreciate the efforts, but yeah, if somebody doesn't even live there, come on.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks so much. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Yep. Also off the text line, Jeff in Shorewood says, I didn't realize that LaFonza Butler lived in Maryland regarding this appointment to the U.S. Senate. Says, Todd, you're correct to point the issue out. Appreciate that. Also from another caller from WMDX here in Madison, quote, I agree with you, Todd, 100%. It has to be, it is nothing but a political move by Newsom, unquote. Also from Mary in Mount Horeb says, quote, a couple of things. We know if she intends to move back to California since she only moved away a couple of years ago? I believe the answer she said today was yes, that she would, to go on with the text. Plus, I think people are looking at her as a placeholder more than a serious candidate, unquote, talking about will she run in 2024. I mean, that might be what people are looking at. But again, according to the reporting that I've seen, there is no agreement between Governor Newsom and now about to be Senator LaFonza Butler to be a placeholder. She is free to run in 2024 if she so chooses. And again, I just think that's an affront to current congressman and congresswoman and candidate for U.S. Senate Barbara Lee, also a black woman from California. Let's go to the lines. Joey in Middleton listening in. Joey, appreciate you calling. What say you? Hello, Joey. Are you there?
Interesting. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? If you can hear me, thanks for having me. Really interesting confluence of different ideas here. In terms of Gavin Newsom appointing a placeholder, he said all along he was going to appoint a placeholder, even though I really admire Barbara Lee. She's so confident and experience, I think she would do a great job as senator, but that also leaves open the possibility of the other Senate candidates kind of winning the seat in their own right. I want to give you a little history here, ancient history.
Can you do it in about 1 minute? Go ahead. Go ahead, about 1 minute, yep, Joey. Go ahead.
I can remember when John Seymour was appointed by Pete Wilson to take the open Senate seat, and Dianne Feinstein, he was a Republican, beat him handily, and then of course stayed so long. The other thing I'll just say really quick, as a former member of the military who joined right out of high school, it's a disgrace to have a president who never served and did his bone spur, cop out. Mm-hmm. Disparage our chief of commander. It's just terrible. So I'll leave it at that.
Joey, thank you for your service. Appreciate your service in uniform and to all veterans as well. And appreciate the call as well. Thanks, Joey. Appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Ross in Lake Mills. Ross, you got about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Todd. Thanks for your show. Just on the upfront, being in a third congressional district, I think Rebecca Cook is looking really good. I think Derek Van Orden, I think, may have troubles. But the theory that I would like to put out, just to throw it out there to the audience and stuff, is I don't think the Republicans are against Ukraine because it might be saving money. I think that it seems to be more of an alignment with the Putin-Trump kind of big, powerful figures that sort of had this pseudo-religious kind of nationalism. I think that's why this far-right wing of the Republican Party, it's not that they're anti-Ukraine. I think it's that they're kind of pro-Putin, but they're afraid to admit it. That's kind of my theory.
I could agree with you more. Ross, I could not agree with you more that this is and this is a sad moment, I believe, and I appreciate the call, by the way, from the third district. It's a sad moment. As someone who spent almost 30 years in the Republican Party, I left in 2011. It is sad for me to see my former party turn into a pro-Putin party. A party that simply does not support democracy. And that's the bottom line on that. Appreciate all the calls today. Appreciate Mr. Zommers being back as well. And, of course, you for listening. Do not go anywhere, my friends. Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct is next. All going to be a great show. Make it a great day across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Allball, Aaron Zommers. Keep banging on your drum.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.